I'm pretending I'm not hungry because I'm fasting for a blood test, but I'm losing my mind. Just give me a bite of that, Mackenzie, please.
I know I have all the snacks. I feel really bad.
She went and made some oatmeal, and it smells so good. All right, I'm going to focus. I'm going to be a professional broadcaster right now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. A Wisconsin man who is already in prison for a separate killing reportedly confessed to the killing of photographer Teresa Halbach in 2005. That subject of Making a Murderer on Netflix. Yeah, so what does this mean? It means that maybe Stephen Avery, who's been charged with her death, could be exonerated. The director, Sean Rich, of the Netflix series said, "Now listen, we haven't confirmed the legitimacy of this confession, and they haven't released the actual prisoner's name yet that might have done this, because they cannot do that, I guess, legally until they have the confession. But, what if..." Have you watched Making a Murderer, Mackenzie?
I have not. I'm like the only one, but I know all about it, obviously.
Does everybody that has watched Making a Murderer, obviously there's an angle to it, there's a side, they're trying to make him look innocent.
Why do you think this was such a phenomenon? Like, why do you think people were obsessed with
it? Because there are, the justice system is an amazing idea, and when it works, it's great. But I think as a people, we think that the justice system does not work for the average man or woman of normal means, and that it's tilted towards the rich and the wealthy and the people that are not poor. And it probably, people probably say too that it's more against minorities than whites. So I just think it's such an interesting case, and it's obviously presented in a way where it makes him look innocent.
Right.
And the thing that's interesting too about this guy is Stephen Avery was convicted of murder. Like the way back in the day, and then they found out DNA-wise he wasn't guilty.
Wow.
So he was in jail for years and years of his life, and he was truly not the person that did it.
Could you imagine?
So now it's like, well, did he mess up again and really do it? Or is he being framed again? That's the whole thing. It's like the people, the way they frame it is that the police department's out to get him.
It's so interesting. Isn't that like double jeopardy? Like if you're convicted of a crime that you didn't do, but you could, I think you could do it then.
Well,
you can't be convicted of the same crime twice.
Like, right. I can't kill Pork Chop twice, as much as I've thought about it.
So if you were in jail for killing Pork Chop, but you didn't do it, and then Pork Chop, you mean, was still roaming around.
But if I went and killed Liv, though, I still killed two different people.
Right.
And those are just hypothetical, not people I dream about killing on a daily basis. Okay, now this is something, ladies, if you can explain to me. I know my wife has this, but I don't really understand it. A can of dry shampoo shattered the sunroof, and this photo will be up on the Need to Know News blog, of a car in Missouri. The teen driver found the sunroof of her Honda Civic completely shattered. At first, her parents thought, oh, something must have fallen through the sky, or somebody must have broken it from the outside, but the glass exploded from the inside out, so they knew that was not the case. Turns out the girl left a can of dry shampoo in the console of her car. The intense heat inside the car caused the can to explode and turn into a projectile. So, help me out here. What is dry shampoo? Is it just like a powder?
So it basically is, it's like a spray and you shake it up. So if you want to go, you know, it's actually not good for your hair to wash your hair every single day because it dries it out. So you maybe want to go maybe 3 days, ladies, maybe four, especially if you get a blowout. So what you do is it's almost like a hairspray, but it's not. And you spray it kind of at the root at a far distance and it makes your hair longer. It kind of takes away the grease and it helps hold your style.
Okay. See, I'm learning.
So it's like shampooing, but you're not going in the shower. It's just a dry shampoo.
Now Liv's like itching her scalp right now. She got the dry shampoo going on. See, my wife, when she'll do stuff, I'll see her do it, and it looks like a fire extinguisher or something.
Yeah, because it's like out of like white powdery.
I'm like, what's wrong with your head, babe?
Kind of.
But now I know. Okay, this is for the old people, but maybe the young ones, because I actually had somebody message me this. They must have had their account hacked. The BBB, the Better Business Bureau, is warning Facebook users about a new phishing scam that targets their messages. Users receive a Facebook message with a video link saying, "Is this you?" The message will continue from someone you're friends with on Facebook trying to entice you to click on that link. The message may also say something like, "Hey," you know, like Pork Chop, for example. "Hey, Pork Chop, what are you doing in this video, LOL?" Because that's what it was to me. It's like, "Hey, Joe, what are you doing in this video, LOL?" And then you search the URL and it says to skip ahead to a minute 53, as if like it's giving you specific instructions.
I've seen this. Of course, I did not click.
Don't do it, because they'll try to have you go to this web address. It'll take you, it looks just like Facebook, but it's not. Just kind of copied and mirrored the page. If you enter your login information again, then they have all your access stuff and that's where they can go from. So, God, I get so worried about my mom and grandma.
Oh, I
really
I know.
Do. I'm like, guys, like, I don't think you should be online anymore. Just read books. And your
feet books.
And your final thing today, I'm going to need help from Liv the Web Girl if I mess this one up too bad. But a news crew is interviewing a man in Philadelphia. That's the home of the Eagles, the football team. This happened, I believe, yesterday because he was catching children that were being tossed from a burning building earlier that morning. Luckily, no fatalities, although several people were hospitalized from the fire. Now, the hero's name is Hakeem, and another reason he's gone viral, not only is he a hero, because he took the time to badmouth, I guess, one of the Eagles wide receiver, Nelson Aguilar, or Aguilar? Am I even close to that, Liv? Your mic's not working, but I'm close. Thank you.
Okay.
She gave me the thumbs up because her microphone's still broken. Here's the thing, though. Listen to this audio of him badmouthing him. What, like McKenzie, like man on the street, like live news.
One of my old coworkers took the ladder off the truck, raised it up, and was assisting people down. My man just started throwing babies out the window. We was catching them, unlike Aguilar. And his mishaps, I like to put that out there.
And he stares at the camera like he's talking right to the football player.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
He must have had him on as his fantasy football player and dropped all the balls. But that's insane. I love when people get on camera to show all that shade out there.
There's not much you can do when it's live either.
Okay. By the way, when you're on live TV, you ever have somebody swear?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And I had people go behind me, especially when I was, like, out in the field. They'd make lewd gestures, if you will.
I don't understand.
And my cameraman would get so mad, like my photographer, and he'd pan away, and they'd try to get in the background. It's a wild world out there when you try to do live television.
It is. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online on our website, and we'll put a swipe-up link later on our Instagram, so follow that. It's Radio Now AM Show. Song of the Day is next, and today's theme is all about the songs that we love. I mean, these are some of our favorites, but guys, we have no clue what the heck they're actually saying in the song. Like, I think we know it, you know, like there's something going on there, but I don't know the words.
It's just that you just jumble them all together in the middle.
Yeah, okay. Song of the Day, it's coming up next.